Well, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM. It is part of the joy of living in Wisconsin. We get to experience all four seasons, and we have our favorite activities like ice fishing or snowmobiling this time of year. But for some, it may not be such a wonderful time of year with the cold temperatures, the snow, and the shorter days. And even for some, it may go deeper with sadness, depression, isolation, even suicide. Now, you may have heard of a condition called SAD. It's SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder. It's a real thing. And joining us today is someone who can help us understand this condition a little more. His name is Dr. Patrick Stumbras. He's a psychologist and licensed marriage and family therapist for Prevea Health. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's start with what many people may be asking. Is SAD an actual condition, and can you go into details about what the specific symptoms are?
You bet. So seasonal affective disorder has been something that's been discussed since the 70s and 80s especially. Essentially, the farther you live away from the equator, the more likely you are to have the winter blues or winter lull. And symptoms for many people can look a lot like temporary depressive features, where they're having increased sense of hopelessness or pessimism or a bit of a emotion regulation issue, some sadness. And for a lot of people, it actually shows up as irritation or kind of just having less patience for things that you typically would, which then leads to worsening isolation.
I guess what we could talk about now would be more that lack of sunlight and vitamin D can actually contribute to the symptoms of SAD. But can winter elements like, you know, the cold temperatures and the snow be a factor as well?
You bet. When I think of winter elements, I think about icy roads and I think about lower temps, and I think about people that are not as social or engaging in social activity as they used to.
Yeah.
So we know that humans are social creatures, and without the ability to be as mobile as they used to be, certainly that increases or worsens your depressive features.
So we know the symptoms, the basic symptoms of SAD. What can someone do to overcome it?
So typically we talk to patients about three or four things to focus on. We know that vitamin D and talking with your medical providers about possible supplements can be helpful. We like when people engage with light therapy, even going to Amazon and looking at SAD lamps can be helpful to increase a bit of that light exposure. And at the same time, exercise and social engagement is really important. Reaching out to people that you haven't talked to for a while, it has a compound effect of sort of being intentional with being social during this time of year. And even if you can't get to the gym, just even a 5-10 minutes of taking a short walk around the neighborhood, getting on that treadmill can have tremendous impact.
Yeah. Interesting statistics, too. I was going to mention this in the beginning. 5% of Americans actually deal with SAD each year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that is a lot of people that do deal with it. And it's mostly women. To your knowledge, what percentage of people who deal with SAD go as far as suicidal thoughts? Is that something?
That does happen, and sometimes even if it's not active suicide, sometimes people are thinking in a passive sense where they're wishing that they wouldn't wake up in the morning at times. They're kind of feeling more pessimistic about going on. And so usually, you know, 5% is actually a little bit low for this area. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't have something, even if it's minor, kind of a winter lull that happens. But suicidality is certainly a common symptom that can surface this time of year.
Finally, are there resources if someone wants to know more about SAD or might be dealing with SAD? Is there a place that they can go to find out more information about it?
You bet. Even simple internet searches. So we like when people go to the National Institute of Mental Health, that's the NIMH, and also the APA, the American Psychological Association. Even if you just typed in National Institute or APA and SAD, there's plenty of websites and resources that provide some understanding about SAD and also some helpful treatment options as well.
We've been talking with Dr. Patrick Stumbras from Prevea Health regarding seasonal affective disorder. Dr. Stumbras, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My name is Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.